Okay, we have over here the sheet of the Rambam, which is a very, very fitting way. We're closing towards the end of Helach. We're closing towards the end of Helach. There are many, many Pratim and Prati Pratim in this very interesting sugya. This Rambam, with all the problems that it has, is a very, very fitting, not mamash ending. Tomorrow we're going to finish off Helach. But a very fitting ending to the sugya here. I guess you see today the Rambam and Paragdal Hagadal. Let's see, we can use this Rambam as a platform to touch the heart of the sugya mamash. Real slowly. The Rambam and Paragdal Hagadal brings down at the end of this time, and obviously, the Rambam says that brings out Gomorrah, by the way. Anybody that makes a chayav shvuah to yedu davish efshal lich balei. Ketzad. I go to a guy and I say, you owe me 100 dinim and 50 bishtar, 50 not bishtar. And the guy agrees, I have 50 bishtar. It's not called the boy the mixas, because the shtar you couldn't be kind for anyway. Barei kol nechazim eshuva adamoy. Pichach. You're not chayav eshuva davis, you're only chayav eshuva davon. Eshuva says, we'll talk about when we get to the sugi of Ahurei on the bottom of heaven. The Gemara hears before, and the Rambam hears before, a new Yisak. Mom and Chain, the Yachal Lichbo, money that you can't deny, you don't say Shuvah Shuvah Mikzas. We said last week when we mentioned this Rambam, there are two problems with this Rambam. One is, what's the Pshat? Like, why not? That wasn't it. And second of all, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara brings this case. The Gemara says three different reasons why you potter for Shuvah Shuvah Mikzas. In this case, one is because of Helach. One is because of Shibuk HaKroes, one is because of Sa'alei Shtar. What's going on over here? What's Totsach here? What's happening here? So there are two approaches to the Rambam. There are two approaches to the Rambam. And they're worlds apart. And, as we'll see. One way, we try to say, okay, this is the Rambam. They say, Pshat the Rambam. They say that the Rambam meant to say is that Eina Yochel Lichbor is a case of Helach. It's a case where I gave it to you. It's a case where I ended it entirely. I want to say it. That's what Yishayim said. So Yishayim said, Yishayim, by the way, killed two birds with one stone. If they ask me, why is Eina Yochel Lichbor Pata? Because it's Helach. And why is it Helach? And that's why the Gemara doesn't bring it down, because the Gemara said Helach. And that means like this. Let's break this shot down. I didn't speak it out well enough. The Gemara came along and said that in our Gemara, when the guy was moided to his potter, shot number one was because Helach is potter. So we had a big problem. Where's the Helach? Where's the Helach? The guy said, I'm moided to. He didn't pay the two yet. So Rashi said, because Shishibat Kakoros. The Rambam held a different shot. The reason why it's called Helach, why is it called Helach? There's a problem shot in the Gemara. When I'm moided to two in our Gemara, why is it called Helach? So Rashi said, because it was Shishibat Kakoros. And Shishibat Kakoros, the Gemara didn't know yet the third tire, so Shishibat Kakoros, you don't swear on. Shibuk HaKroz makes it Helach. The Rambam held not like this. Shibuk HaKroz doesn't make it Helach. The Rambam holds that the reason why it's called Helach is because it's the moment Shaini Yachal Lichbobo. It's the moment that I can't deny. Money that I can't deny is called Helach. It's a different way. I want to explain Baruch Haba what that means, okay? This is a big Lashitosa over here going on behind the scenes. Rashi held in Omer Aleph. Rashi held in Amud Aleph that Helach doesn't require that I mamish give you the money and mamish end it in Torah, correct? Correct? How do you know that Rashi says, even if I didn't give it to you, it's ready to be paid, I'm about to pay you, it's going to be paid, I didn't pay you mamish. So according to Rashi, who learns that the measuring rod of what's called Helach, what's called you end it in Torah, I don't have to give it, it's enough that I'm ready to pay. So Rashi Lishitasai could agree that a shibud accomplishes the same thing. It's very gishmak. You have a shibud in the land. You already have rights in the land. It's very similar to what we said from the Arzurua. You already have something. I don't want to go into details even now. It's similar to that. Because according to Rashi, Rashi held that the requirement of Helach doesn't require that I'm amish pay. So what's the pshat? The pshat is I'm ready to pay. I'm about to pay. It's close to paying. That's enough for Helach. Said Rashi, Meshuvah is also the same thing. Meshuvah is. It's not some foreign money in my pocket. You already have a shibud in the karka. It's close to paying. It's almost about to be paid. That's why Rashi says that Meshubit creates the Darg of Helach. But the Rambam Lashitosa, he says in Perak Aleph Halacha Gimel, Hilchos Tovim V'Nidin, the Rambam Lashitosa in Perak Aleph Tovim V'Nidin says before us that the classic case of Helach is when you paid. When the Rambam brings out Perak Aleph Halacha Gimel, brings out what the case of Helach is, the classic case of Helach is, V'Nosa, you paid, V'Nosa Miyad, you paid right away. So according to the Rambam, there's a major problem. Why is the Shtar called Helach? Because it's Meshubit. About to pay, it's close to pay, you have a right to get it. Tachlis, he didn't pay it. Tachlis, he didn't pay it. What's the shibud going to help him? It's a master of a vine, otherwise he didn't pay it. It's lacking payment. It's a big raid now. So I'm setting myself up, first of all, for a big lishitosei, aliba the Rishonim. The Rishonim said that momen she'ein neyochbol lichbar, this Rambam in Perek Dal Alach Adalid, okay? This Rambam in Perek Dal Alach Adalid, which is Mamma Jaini Yochel Lipur, the Rishonim said it's called Halach, it's another way of doing Halach. I'm saying, first of all, a first step. Rashi learns that Halach doesn't require the Imam to give the money to end it practically. So he can learn that there's a metal dagger called Shibud Karkos. Shibud accomplishes what Bechol Mokum Shehem accomplishes. Just like in Amad Aleph, when your money's around and I say, B'Vakash, I'll take it, Shibud accomplishes the same thing. But the Rambam, Lashita Asai, who learns that Halach, the classic case of Halach, and Nachmanim and the Rishayim learned up Shah the Rambam, that's Halach. Halach is when you pay. You pay, you had it in there. That's, by the way, that's the only case where I'm being done with Halach is. Halach is you pay. So what's this Halach over here? Shibut, very nice. Shibut, it gives me rights in it. Shibut gives me epis in it, but the Maaseh wasn't paid up yet. The guy didn't go collect it yet. He didn't pay me yet. He didn't give me the land yet. B'chulu, b'chulu, b'chulu. He didn't give me the land yet. So what's the answer? The answer is that it's Mom Hashem Yachal Lichba. What does Mom Hashem Yachal Lichba do? The answer is that Mom Hashem Yachal Lichba is called Halach because it accomplishes the same thing that Halach does. V'azer Ezvare. What does it accomplish when I pay the money? So the Gemara uses the lotion of command and knock. The dintar is over. There's no dintar over here. You come to me, say, give me $1,000. I take $500 in my pocket. I say, take the money. That's pshat command and knock. The dintar never started. There's never a dintar on it. Now there's another way of having command and knock. There's another way of having that the dintar never started. How that? Mama Shani Yachal Lichbor. Mama, you the chachila can't deny the dintar never started on that. It's also another way of command and knock that the money's already by you before things started. It's not actually by you, by the way. It's not mamish by you yet. But it's command and knocket. It's a different way of making command and knocket. So when the Rishonim said that it's Halach, they didn't mean to say that it's another way of paying the money. What they meant to say is that there's another way of that's command and knocket. That is another way that's called command and knocket. There's another way that's called command and knocket. If he's there. So what's the chance of command and knocket? There are two ways of ending the din Torah. One way of ending the din Torah is that I give you the money right away. Or that something which is Eini Yachal Lichbo Boy is also called Command and Knock It. Now, if he's there, I have to say big raid. I hinted at this last week. So what's Machlokes Rav Chiya Rav Sheshes? You can't say that they argue whether or not the money is called Command and Knock It. How do they argue even a case by Eini Yachal Lichbo? The answer is they argue whether Command and Knock It knocks out whether it makes us. It means I could learn that the suffix of the Gemara is the Fi Rashi. Things which are almost paid, are they called paid? That's Machlokes Rav Chiya Rav Sheshes, a very low-grade Machlokes. What's called almost paid? B'chol Makom Shehema, Omer Aleph, when the cash is here. Mishubadim is called almost paid. And the Machlokes between them is, money which is almost paid, is it called paid? But according to the Rambam, who brought in the concept of Halach to a case of Mamon She'eini Yochel Lichbor, where they're not paying anything, he didn't pay yet. The other part is, it's a different way of command and knock it. There's a command and knock it where I paid on the spot, and there's a command and knock it with the thing where the dintar never started. So then the machlekes from Chiya Rav Sheshes is going to have to be a mega machlekes, correct? Where the command and knock it, when you have a command and knock it, does command and knock it end the dintar? Does command and knock it knock you out from a maiden mixas? Or do I go with a blind and I say, look, there's a maiden mixas. I say it for 1,000, you said 500, I'm not interested, it's command and knock it. You all noticed something very interesting. That the Rambam Perek Dal Alach Adalid, when he said the rule of any Yachal Lichbor, he added on another requirement. What was the other requirement that he added on? Look in the Lashon inside. What did he add on? You saw what he added on? Ein zeh moedem mikzah shashtar lo toil boi kfir alsoi varei kol nechasa mishubadam lo. He added on Jibud. Did you notice that? Why did he add on kol nechasa mishubadam lo? If he meant to say in Yochel Lichbo, let him say in Yochel Lichbo. You can't deny it. There's a star. If he meant to say Mishubad like Rashi, he should have said Mishubad like Rashi. What's the Hisafah of Ein Yochel Lichbo plus Mishubad? Imshat. is the Tirutz is Malbatish, the feed this Mahalach. What it means to say is that this guy, this Loib Haloi, has a possibility of making trouble in two ways. He can make problems in two ways. What are the two ways he can make a problem? He can make problem because he could be Kaifer. Right? He could be Kaifer. He could also make problems that he's not going to pay. Even if he's Mahidi, he still won't pay. Because this guy can make two problems. What are the two nudgerized that he can cause everybody? He can simply say, I don't owe you the money. That's Aleph. Besides saying that I owe you the money, there's a second thing he could say. What could he say? I don't want to pay you, even if I pay. So the Rambam is fixing both problems. In order for us to go say that command and knock it like they did in Torah Zohar, I have to facilitate and gear both problems. One is any of the lichbor, so he said he can't be kaifer. And secondly, he'll say he doesn't want to pay. I'm going to get the money anyway because of shibud. So the reason why it's cool that command and knock it did in Torah Zohar because I took care of both problems. I took care of the etzem kfir and I took care of the fact that the zachm shovet atkan how the velt learns up the rishayna learns up shat in the Rambam. One second. What do you say? It could be they would, but they don't have an immediate way to say it. The guy can make problems or go run away. They have to go hunt after him, you understand? They can't go down to the land and take it, okay? Okay. That's the Halei Yishayin on the Rambam. So if I had to summarize the Rambam until now, what we have in the Rambam is a new case of Eilach. There's a very big aggravation with this chap, by the way. Hagam, that chutzpah on my part to say that it's aggravation when the Mukyesev, the Ran, and the Rajba learned up shot in the Rambam like this. But since the Ksais, as we're going to see in a few minutes, had a different shot in the Rambam, so I want to tell you what the motivation to say a different shot in the Rambam is. In Perak Alpha Lachagim was a little geography. Perak Alpha Lachagim, well, the Rambam brings down the case of Halach. Classic case. I went to a guy, he said, you have $50, he can't take the money. Over here, Perak Dal Lachadal, he's not talking about Halach. That's not the topic over here. Perak Dal Lachadal is talking about what's called a good Haidah. What types of cases? What's called a Haidah? That's a Chayavi, what's called a Haidah? It's not Mechayu. Bechayena. What's it doing over here, Halach? So I'm found another case of Halach. Another case of Halach where you can't deny it, so it's cool you have it already. See, so he brings in a Perak Dal Lachadal. I'm not coming to ask Akasha, Chas Shalom, the Rishayin, to learn like that, that the Rambam is put to his Halach, but it's weird. It's out of place. Because if you'll open up the Rambam tonight, you'll see the context of what the Rambam was talking about over there. He was talking about a different topic. It wasn't about Halach Mechal. He was talking about when is the Hidah Mechal. All types of dinim. The Hidah has to be on a Shir, etc., 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 etc. In the middle of it, he brings this din. So wait, tell me, it's a different case of Halach. What's coming over here? It's another case of Halach. The Rambam back off. Allah Hakim, when he brought down the Halach, this one, I should have brought this down. Say it's aggravation. The story starts with the famous stira to the Rambam. Empirical base of Hosea that I brought down for you today. Let me explain the case over there. It's a fascinating case. And the Ktsais and Simon Pezayans of Kohen Hay, was the Morad Shmaitza. He took Baal Batashkat in this Rambam, and this is what he said. The Rambam says in Perik Chavbez, Hilchos Eidos, that I ask you to see today the following case. I go to a guy with two shtaros. Okay? What was the case there? One shtar was worth. I go to the guy with two shtaros. One's one and one's Messiah. It's a very, very interesting case. Reuven comes to Shimon and says, you owe me $300. You owe me $300. And one shtar has 100, and the other shtar has 200. Now, the situation over there is that on one aid, on one shtar was signed two aidim, and another shtar was signed a different two aidim. Now, these two aidim were once caught lying. What's that, once caught lying? They once were kaifer, they once clashed with each other, they were once machish. So one of them for sure is a liar. Okay? Now, one of these two groups is for sure a liar. We don't know which one because they once clashed in a different entire. So I have Suffolk Pasul Adam on Shtar 1, Suffolk Pasul Adam on Shtar 2. One of them is honest, one of them is not. We don't know which one. So what do we do in such a situation? I come to you with two Shtaris. Shtar 1 is $100, Shtar 1 is $200. I want $300 from you. The shtaris are signed by two kite edim, where one of the kite edim is false. So what's it in? So first of all, a little bit of math. Obviously, you pay $100. Why do you pay $100? Because for sure you owe $100. You might owe $200, but $100 you owe for sure. Okay? You for sure owe $100. Okay? Need a pen? I have a better one. What? He's trying that he wasn't able to catch it. So you're able to catch a football. So what? Big spiel. What does that give you? He says, well, he's a London. Yeah? I also, at that age, couldn't catch the pens, okay? It's another 10 years without parole here for such a line like that, yeah? But it's unacceptable you said such a thing, yeah? Look where your priorities are. Look what's kosher for you. What? Do you want to say Friday? Yeah. Listen carefully. So what's the din? The din is you pay $100 for shul because one of the shtaros is emes, one of them sheker. Says the Rambam, Amar the Gazach. So now we have a tefiah of $300. We know for sure part of the tefiah is emes, either 100 or 200. How do we know part of the shtar? Because one of the shtaros is emes. Says the Rambam, you swear. What's the obvious question? Where did mikzas? I wasn't worried that was kaifa bakol. The answer is I have to wait. You have a b'chir kamaisa, a beautiful case of b'chir kamaisa, a niflatika case of b'chir kamaisa. I have a case of b'chir kamaisa where the guy was kaifa bakol, and I have Adam on at least $100. You have to swear in the Kita Schaefer. The Kita Schaefer means you have to hold the Zefa Torah, and that's a cold word for Shura Daraisa. You sure on the rest of it. Atka. Right? In fact, the Rabbit over there, what do you mean? It's a double Shani Yachal Lichbar. You can't deny $100, at least $100 you own. And the Rambam says you swear, Atkan, stira of the, what do you call it? Atkan, the stira of the Rabbit. Stira's the Rambam. The Rambam says, well, that's a moment Shani Yachal Lichbar. You don't swear on Tamachayev. And over there, the Rambam was talking about a case where the $100 is, you have to pay, but you can't deny it because one of the stars is for sure. I'm saying, instead, you swear on the other $200. I say, frick the Rabbit. The Rabbit's cash on the Rambam. It's moment Shani Yachal Lichbar. The Rabbit is a stira of Rambam. Is Nechzi Anan, let's see. If I learn Moir V'Raboisai that the Pshat, why it's called Halach, is because if the reason why Mamash and Yoch Halach was part of it because it's called Halach, why is it called Halach? Because I can't deny it. Says the Shach, and the Halach of Ktzais brings it down. The Ktzais brings down the Shach, that the Shach said that the din that Mamash and Yoch Halach was called Halach has another requirement. What's the other requirement? You have to be Moida. If it's Mamash and Yoch Lichbar and you're Moida, then we say it's called Halach. If it's Mamash and Yoch Lichbar, but you're still fighting for your life, that's not called Halach. You need both requirements. By the way, it's become a force of the Gemara. The Gemara says, by us, if you the Gersa, it's one of the Gersas of Haishtar, the Komoida be Halach. Rashi, what does the Gemara say? The Shtar that you are Moida in is Halach. The Gemara didn't say Shtar is Halach. The Gemara says, the Komoida be. And the Lashon of the Rambam, by the way, if you look carefully over here, in Hilchos Eidos, if you look at your sheets, the Rambam adds on a word over there. What does he add on? Shekofar bekuloi. Very interesting Rambam. All of Shnei Edim, Ksher, Meidim, Ksher, Moment. Shekofar bekuloi. He adds Shekofar bekuloi. This is the way then. The word Shekofar bekuloi is extra. If he the Shach is Niflamoid. When you're Kofar, there's no Momosh Eni Yochal Lichbar. Because the only time we say that Momosh Eni Yochal Lichbar is called Halach is A, it's Momosh Eni Yochal Lichbar. And A, it's Momosh Eni Yochal Lichbar. And it's what? Besides that, it's also Moida. Then it's called Mamashan Yechma. Then it's called that you got it already. Then it's called that the entire is over.
I'm
Dal Dal. We'll get to Dal Dal soon. Dal Dal is I'm talking about Dal. I'm not Dal Dal is the case where the guy wasn't correct. We'll get to it in a second. We'll get to it in a second. Everything's only, okay? We'll get to everything. I'll explain everything. So it's good. So same, it's good. So the guy was Moida, and if he's Moida, then you're Moida. Oh. I don't know, what'd you ask me? Just now. Even if you would have been kaifa, you would have had favor. The guy was Maida. You don't think you were kaifa, that's not the way to read it. The Rambam said it's Mamash Ein Yachal Lichbar, because even if you would have been kaifa, you would have had to pay. The case was where the guy was Maida. So that's the Steers of Rambam. So that's the Steers of the Steers. That's the Steers. If the Rambam Ein Yachal Lichbar meant to say, slowly, the Ein Yachal Lichbar is Halach, there's a requirement. Halach, it's called Halach. Plus, when you have Maida also. Okay. Over there, there's no Maida, the guy was kaifa. That's a good answer, and I'm saying I'm worried to Kadir, because I'm Eidon, Kofa Bekulay. Came along to Ktzois and began a whole presentation. Listen to what he said, I'm saying massive secretary. Came along to Ktzois and pays answer to Kohen Aleph and said, a long stick of Torah that goes as follows. Says the Ketzayis, first of all, you should know that any of the lichbar is not Eilach. And I'm telling you what the motivation for the Ketzayis is. The Rambam brings it in the wrong place. It's not Eilach. So, it's not Eilach. It's Eilach. You paid. Nothing. It's not Eilach. Says the Ketzayis, a massive stick of Torah, and we're going to live in the Ketzayis now for the next few minutes. Says the Ketzayis that the reason why Moshe and Yochel lichbar is not chayiv, a shuvus moed amiktas, it's like the Rambam himself says over there, because that's the context of the Rambam. It's not called the Hoidah. The Hoidah is something that you could deny. I'm going to use the lashon of the Ketzayis. The Hoidah has to be achsad, that's b'chayiv you. The Hoidah that you wouldn't be chayiv to pay anyway, it's not called the Hoidah. So the Ketzayis is in Pezayim of Kotten Hay says that Hagam that the Rishonim say Andrish, the Ketzayis argues on them. And the Ketzayis has a different shot. We're starting now a new shot in the Rambam. Where the Rambam says that Mamash Eni Yochel Lichbar, you're not chayiv shuvus moed amiktas, the other guy was moed. Says the Ketzayis, that's not called the Hoidah. Hoidah means Hoidah that's mechayev you. Hoidah has to be mechayev. This Hoidah is not mechayev, you're going to have to pay anyway. Hoidah that's not mechayev is not called the Hoidah. A davar she, you can't deny anyway, it's not called the Hoidah. It's not called the Hoidah, quote unquote. Hoidah means I admit it. Something that you can't deny, it's not called you admit it. It's not called the Hoidah mechayevus. So the reason why your partner, says the Ketzayis, by Momshen Yochel Lichbar Paragdal Chadalid, is because it's not called the Hoidah, and it fits very well, by the way. Because over there, the Rambam Paragdal Chadalid is talking about what's called the Hoidah. That's his agenda there. In fact, the Ketzayis is the obvious question. But Agumar says Mefurish that the reason why Yipater by Shtar is Tolly Machlekes of Chirim of Sheish is Hoidah. The one says Tolly Machlekes of the Hail of the Shab, Hail of the Shab, in fact, the Ketzayis. Says the Ketzayis, Lushitoso, I have shot. How did the Ketzayis learn why Hail of the Shab? Now we come back to the Ketzayis. How did the Ketzayis learn why Hail of the Shab? Why is Hail of Potter? So the Mimi said, and this is how the Ketzayis say why Hail of the Shab. The Ketzayis says that the minute you paid, which is the Sheet of the Rambam, the din Torah is over, and therefore what? I don't need your Haidah anymore. It's not called Haidah. Haidah is only Haidah Mechayavis. Says the Haidah Gukhtais, what the Gemara meant to say over here, that Mamashen Yochel Lichbar, Shtar is totally in Haidah, not because it's a case of Haidah, like the Rishonim said, not because it's a case of Haidah, not because it's a case where I paid, it's not a case of Haidah, that's not the Pshat. The Pshat is, it has the same problem as Halach. What's the problem with every Halach? When you pay, the Halach is not Mechayev anymore because you paid up. Likewise over here, Hagam, you didn't pay, but the Halach is not a Halach Mechayev because it's Ein Yochel Lichbar. And that's what the Gemara went. But the Gemara said that the reason why Pater B'Shtar is because of Halach, you want to mean it's a case of Halach. Like Pshat number one of the Rishonim, that it's a way of paying or almost paying or being ready to pay or Kamat paid or Kamat Nakat. Any Yochel Lichbar has nothing to do with Kamanda Nakut. Any Yochel Lichbar means that it's not called the Haidah Mechayevis, because Haidah, you can't deny it anyway. I said something more connected to the topic of Halach, because the topic of Halach is the same topic. But Halach is a different reason why it's not called the Haidah. Why by every Halach is it not called the Haidah? Not because it's any Yochel Lichbar, but the reason why it's not called the Haidah is why? It's because I paid up already, so that I don't need your Haidah. So there's two different problems with Haidahs. I need a Haidah Mechayevis. It could be not a Haidah Mechayevis when I paid already, so I don't need your Haidah anymore. It could be not a Haidah Mechayevis when I can't deny it. Those are all functions of the same problem, that it's not a Haidah Mechayevis. Says the Ketzayis, it's all from the same family. So you ask a kasha and say, how could the Rambam say that the Pteros because of any Yochel Lichbar, the Gemara says a different reason of Halach? Nay, the Gemara means to say that it's the same problem as Halach. Just like by Halach, when you pay, the reason is because it's not a Haidah Mechayevis anymore. Because like the Rambam says, you paid already, and I don't need your Haidah anymore. It's likewise when I can't, when you, I don't need your Haidah for a different reason. Why don't I need your Haidah? Because you can't be good for it. That's also called a lack of Haidah. And Rav Chaim, Rav Sheish has argued, do I need a Haidah Mechayevis? If I need a Haidah Mechayevis, then Halach is Chayev. Then Mamash Yochel Lichbar is Chayev. But if I hold the Halach is Potter, because you need a Haidah Mechayevis, so you can have two Oifanim how you don't have a Haidah Mechayevis. Either because you paid up, and if I don't need your Haidah anymore, or I never needed your Haidah to begin with. Those are two stuff of the same coin of why it's not called a Haidah Mechayevis. It's Aleph. Says the Halach of Ketzayis. That's why Mamash Yochel Lichbar is Potter. It's not because it's a case of Halach as if you paid. Just it's not a Haidah Mechayevis, because I don't need your Haidah. What does it have to do with Halach? The Gemara says Mefurash is connected to Halach. That's logic. But Halach also is a lack of Haidah Mechayevis, just for a different reason. That's part one of the Ketzayis. He says the Ketzayis, the Fizeh, have a new teretz on the stira from Hilchos Eidos, Chav Beis. The Fizeh, that mom, when Shein Yochel Lichbar is part of it, it's not called the Haidah. Because Haidah is only called Haidah Mechayevis. Yeah, it's what? It's not called the Haidah. That's why it's Potter. So then, not because it's a case of Halach, not like this, if the Mile of Eyach Lugma is a case of Halach, that's only when you were Moedin, Perak HaBez, you were Moedin, that's the Torah of the Shach. But if I hold that the reason why, because it's not called Haidah, so then I have a different Teretz. I, in fact, arrive on a Perak HaBez, it's Ein Eyach Lugma. Where says the Ksais, I'll tell you what the Teretz is. What's the Teretz? Perak HaBez, you weren't Moedin. In Perak HaBez, why are you making the guy Chayiv? Why Perak HaBez making the guy Chayiv? She was Moedin makes us. He wasn't Moedin, but he was going for my call. Why making the guy swear? Also, here what? Also, here Kamaisa that I have Eidim on $100. Which Eidim have $100? One of the stories is kosher, right? So, for them, Mimachayav Yeshua, not Mitzah the dinner for Hidos, but Mimachayav Mitzah. Mimachayav Mitzah the dinner for here Kamaisa. There's no Hidos over there, right? So, I'm making you Chayav because on $100 I have Eidim, correct? Fergir, Zaktik Tzois, Hados Eidim doesn't have Hilchos Hidos. The din that I need a Hidos Mechayav is only when you want to go Mimachayav me also Hidos. But if you want to go be mechayv me as shabchir kamaisa, if you want to go be mechayv me as hadas eidim, that doesn't have any rules. So I don't care if it's any yachaluch. But any yachaluch is a problem that if you want to go be mechayv yeshua because of haidah, I don't have haidah because it's not haidah mechayvus. I don't need your haidah. But if I want to go be mechayv me as hadas eidim, I have eidim. So go swear on the other money. It says the ksais have a simple teretz on the stira. If I learn that the reason why you put any yachaluch because it's called you pay, it's called halach. So the teretz on the stira is over there you didn't pay because you weren't moida. But if I learn that the reason why you potter is why, is because it's not called a Shem Hoidah, because Hoidah is only Hadah Mechayeves, and when it's any Yachalichwar, it's not called Hadah Mechayeves. So then why in Chav Beis is Poshet? Chav Beis is not a Hoidah. In Perikov Beis in Eidus Amim Mechayevi, the guy wasn't Hoidah, there was a Kaifa Bakol. Why making the guy Chayev? Says the Rambam in Forsh Perikov Beis, because of Amir Kamaisa, because of Eidim. I have Eidim out of the $300, they ask him, I have $100. In Hoidah, in Hadah, there's no Halachas. Hadah is Hadah. You have Eidim on $100. You have Eidim on $100? Boom! Swear! Finish! The ball game's over! What do you tell me? It's not called Eidim. Eidim have ground rules. Haidah has ground rules. In order for something to be called quote-unquote Haidah, it has to be something that I need. So if you pay, I don't need it. If you couldn't deny it, I don't need it. Eidim doesn't have ground rules. Eidim is Eidim. If I have Eidim on $100, you pay. The story's over. Oh, very good. Boker Tov. Very good. Fektik Tzoyis. If that's the answer to the stira, because it's based on Hanocha number one, that the problem of Enyachalich was that's a lack of Haidah. And in Perikov Beis, what? You're not being Mechayev also, though, Mechayev also Eidim. So over there, there's no rules. Track everybody, and Diktois himself on himself. So then we double track back and we say, what about our case of Shtar? What was the case in Agamara? There was a Shtar that slung dinner. And I go to the guy and I say, what? I say to the case of the Rambam, Perek Aleph, I say to the guy, you owe $100. So the guy admits 50 ishtar. So what do we say? It's not called Moedim Mikta. He was Moedim. So it's not called Moedim Mikta. Why? Because any Yachal Lichbar. Forget about the Moedah. You have Eidim over there. What Eidim do you have over there? What Eidim do I have over there? Have the ishtar? I believe, by the way, that it would be correct to say that the real Oymik of the Ravid Stira is this. It could be the Rav knew that the Teretz was a Perek Chavez talking about Hadas Eidim. His real Kasha is Beseder, but back in Shtar also, in Perek Dalach Hadas also this Hadas Eidim. What was the case? He said, you owe me $100. 50 you owe me, then there's a Shtar there, correct? So it's any Yachalichbor because it's a Shtar. So what? So don't be Mechayev me as Moida. Be Mechayev me as Eidim. There's Eidim who say you owe $50. That's the famous riddle that Tzais asks on himself, and he doesn't say a Teretz, by the way. In Perek, in Peizayins of Kohen Hey, Reb Chaim speaks about this in the Sefer. In Perek Tazayin Ishus also, he handles these kashas also with all types of things. And that's the riddle that we have. The riddle that we have is that if the Ktsoyis' Mahalak is correct, that the problem of any Yachal Lichbor is that it's not called a good Haidah. And that only applies, which is, by the way, a very legitimate Pshat in the Rambam. Hakam that the Rishonim said otherwise, but it's a sure legitimate Pshat in the Rambam. It might even be a Pashtos in the Rambam. And then we have a steer with the Perek Chavez, it's any Yachal Lichbor. And the answer is that over there it's Hadas Eidim. Which also makes sense, by the way, it's a big shmack of heart, that by Hadas Eidim, I don't need Hilchus Haidah, I have Eidim. So then doubles back to Kasha, so Perek Dalach Hadalach, which is our Gemara. Dalmi Hochi, the what? Dalmi Hochi, the Haidah. The Haidah is talking out Haidah, but you have Eidim. You have two Eidim who signed on a star and said the guy owes 50. What happened to the Chiyav over there and over there? That means if the Ktsais is correct, the Eini Yachal Lichbor was a problem in Haidah, and therefore since the Ktsais, it doesn't apply by Hadas Eidim, to our case, Perek Dalach Hadalach is the case where you have Eidim. Oh, right? That's called Taurus. Friday, why am I making a tunnel? What? I think you could have this. Oh! Came along Reb Nochem in a famous shikra, and he said a massive shtickle Torah. Yeah. Came along Reb Nochem in his famous shikra, and said a massive shtickle Torah, which is a big change in a lot of what we've spoken about till now. And it touches at the heart of everything we spoke about the last month. Listen carefully. Said Reb Nochem, I'm going to start it from the end. Reb Nochem said, the Ktzeis is right. The problem of any of the lichbar is like a mashma in the Ktzeis. Something that you can't deny, you can't admit. Something that you can't deny, it's not called Hoidah. It's not Hoidah Mechavis. Hoidah has no meaning, but it's not called Hoidah. So that only applies with Hoidah. Perk Chafez and Eidus is talking about a case of Eidus. The guy was Kofi Bakol over there. Over there, you want to be Chayav Sukhiyah, because you have a shtah that says $100. Over there, there's no problem with any of the lichbar. In our mission of any of the lichbar, so Nochum said like this. It's a magnificent shtickle Torah. So bear with me. He said as follows. But Nochum said the answer is, Avada, when you want to go be Machayev the guy on the other hip because of Eidim, Avada, there's no rules of Eidah, there's no rules of any of the lichbar, Avada not. Nothing to talk about. Like the Ktzeis is right. Haidah has ground rules. Haidah has halachas. Any of the lichbar doesn't have halachas, doesn't have dinah. Fine, that's good. But, said Reb Nochum, the din of Reb Chiya Kamaisa that Yechayev al Seidim was only said when the guys are Kofer Bakol. That means the answer to the stira is as follows. The Raman Perek Dalal Chadal told me the guy was Moedit to 50. When you're Moedit to half, you don't have Reb Chiya Kamaisa. The case of Perek Chofes, the Raman said what? He was kaifa bakol. But I'm stressed that the guy was kaifa bakol, as we saw before. The din of Rechir Kamaisa, that means everything's MS. The din of Amomashe Ein Yochalich was a problem in Hoidah. A. If it's a problem in Hoidah, then it doesn't apply Perichobez, the Chiv is also Eidim, not also Hoidah. I let to be a Chiv of Rechir Kamaisa back in the round Perich Dalach Adalach because I have Eidim on 50. I have Eidim on the one star. The answer is over there, the guy was Moida. When the guy's Moida, there's no Rechir Kamaisa. I repeat. The Oilam, any Yachal Lichbar is a problem in the Hidah. Nothing to do with Halach. If it's a problem in the Hidah, it's Hasinish Kain Hidah Mechayavis. So then the Ramam is Pasha, the Perich HaBez is not talking about the case of Moed Mix, talking about Hidah Seid, talking about Chir Kamaisa. Eidim, the ability of Eidim to go Mechayav Shur doesn't have any ground rules. You have Eidim Yechayav. Aye, so let's double back. So why in Perich Dalach Adalit don't you say Yechayav al Seidim? You have Eidim that Yechayav there. The answer is no, over there you're not Chayav al Seidim, because in the story of Perek Dalal Lecha Dalal, I was Moida to the Eidim. I was Moida that I owe 50. So it's true that there are Eidim there, because you have a Shtar of 50, but I was also Moida. When you're Moida, there's no Reb Chiya Kamaisa. Why not? I'll explain. What's the beer out of why not, by the way? Why not? One second. So Reb Nochum said like this. He said a Tifa Fart, I heard it from Rabash also many times. He said a whole Fart here. Listen carefully. They said as follows. What's the drawer of Reb Chiya Kamaisa? What is the drawer of Rechir Kamaisa? I go to a guy and say, owe me $1,000. He says no. This is what I'm saying. I'm saying to Kapor. I go to a guy, what's Rechir Kamaisa? We're coming towards the end of Rechir Kamaisa and Halo, all in one blow. We're coming towards the end of another day, so but we're ending it. So let's talk now. What is the case of Rechir Kamaisa? I go to a guy and say, owe me $1,000. He wasn't money, he was Kofer Bakol. Rechir Kamaisa taught us that if you have Eidim on $50, on 50 half of it, you have to swear, right? What is the draw there? Let's put it under my... What's the draw there? I was careful about coal. The answer is, you were tying to me $1,000, I was careful about coal, and I'm part of my tie, I found I was lying. Say it. You tied $1,000, I admitted half, I was careful about coal, and Eidim said half is true. I mean, you caught me lying on half my tie, okay? What about the other half? You have to swear, I caught you lying. That's the draw. The drawer is that on half of the dintaira between us, I caught you lying. You ready to say that? I repeat again. The drawer of Reb Chiya Kamaisa is, let's make a summary. I go to a guy and I said, you owe me $1,000. He was kofer bakol. Eidim came and said, you owe $500. Why do you have to swear on the other half? Because I caught you lying on the other half. I found you mashaker, by the way. On half the time, I found you mashaker. So in half of the dintaira between us, I caught you lying. In half of the dintaira between us, your time is not MS. Agreed? Instead of Nochem, that drawer is only Kol's man, you're a Kofer Bakol. What happens if you come to me and you say, you owe me $1,000, and there are eight of them that I owe $500, and I'm waiting that I owe $500? That's not cold, you have a drawer that I'm lying on the other half. the dintar between us is about $500. I agree to $500. So what's the dintar between us? $500 and the other $500 you have support for your taina? What do you mean? You caught me lying? You didn't catch me lying. I was waiting to do it. So on the chelik of the dintar, there's no, what do you call it? Nothing to talk about. One second. Said of Nochum that the drora that every Reb Chiya Chamaisa creates doesn't apply in a case where the guy's waiting. By the way, isn't it a very geshmak like that? One second. Look. Everything's slow. We're not in a rush. Chanukah. Slowly. Yeah? I mean, it's going to be the Gashal. You hear this for a lot of them? I go to a guy and say, owe me $1,000. So, if Aiden come along and say, you owe 500, so caught you lying. So, you're being caught a liar on part of the plan. It reflects on the other half. I come down on the other half, I don't have information, I swear. What happens? I go to a guy and say, owe me $1,000, and I have Aiden on 500, and he agrees. He says, Vakasha. So, hold a second. So, why are you making the guy swear on the other half? Mitzad Rukhiya Kamaisa. You caught me lying. What's the dintar there between me and you today? Another 500. What's our dintar? Under 500, I agree. You don't have a dintar. You said that. About the richtig. You owe me $500. So the dintar between us is the $500. In the dintar between us, you have information. In the dintar between us, you have a shash b'shaker. Everything's slowly. Said of Nochum that the drawer of Chiyah Kamaisa doesn't apply in the case where the guy was made there. Slowly. The drawer of Chiyah Kamaisa doesn't apply in the case where the guy was made. When the guy was made, there's no Chiyah Kamaisa. He was Maida. He said, there's no dintar about that. The dintar between us is $500. In the dintar between us about the $500, you have support, you're better than me. About that, Slowly, actually. You're about to have a stroke, relax. Everything slowly, Chas Vishalm says Friday. Nervous guy. Yeah? Listen carefully. So they ask and say, wait a minute, is having by the mix is the same thing? What's by the mix us? By the mix is I supported your time. What supported your time? Say the same thing. I come to you with $1,000. 500 I agree, correct? Say it so, 500, we're not talking about. On the other part, you have no information. Why do you say the same exact words? If I'm saying to you, I'm worried that the spar of the Hitler Grub Nothing, who said what? Now when I come to you and I say, you owe me $1,000 and I have Adam on the $500, and you're married to that, there's no repair, come ice over there. No Rukhiya Kamais over there. Because the Rukhiya Kamais is, I found you lying on part of the Taina. You didn't find me lying on part of the Taina. The Taina that you have with me, the Dintar you have with me is $500. Another part I took it off. I said, I agree. No Dintar. I fixed it. My doch. So we're having an argument about $500. The $500, you don't have Aiden. So that there's no drawer. You caught me lying. You caught me this. So say the same thing. Say the same exact thing by every way that mixed us. Every way that mixed us, I come to the guy, I say, owe me $1,000. The guy says, $500 are better. Okay, so that $500, I'm talking about. The rest of it's careful. I call. Where's the drawer? You tell me no, because I know part of it's true, so the rest of it's true. Say the same thing about Kiyah Kamaisa. Teretz is that money that I'm waiting, we take off the table. Money that I'm waiting, I take off the table, and that's not part of the issue, correct? That's why when I'm waiting about Kiyah Kamaisa, there's no Kiyah Kamaisa, because I agree to that $500. So say the same thing about everybody that makes us. I agree to $500, so that part's not the dintara. Now we're having a dintara with all the same words. I'll copy and paste over the same thing. You tell me that by Reb Chiya Kamaisa, when I have Aiden plus the Haidah, the Aiden don't interest me because the Haidah removed it from the Dintara, and now the Dintara is about $500, so the Aiden don't interest me b'chal. My Haidah ended the Dintara, so same with every Haidah. If you come to me and say, I owe $1,000, I said $500 out of you. Okay, so that $500, I agree, it's finished. That's not the game. What are we arguing about? We're arguing about the other part, you have no information. You have information on the part that there's an argument about? Said Reb Nachum, part two of Ishtiko Torah. Every Moedim Mixas, the drawer is not the same drawer as every Reb Chiya Kamaisa. By Moedim Mixas, the drawer is there was a no contest in the Taina itself. The guy agreed to your Taina. So by every Moedim, when I'm Moedim to you, the drawer is not coming from the fact that part of your Taina is Emes, part of your Taina is not Emes. That's not what the drawer is. The drawer is that I came to you, and you were Moedim. You were Moedim to the Taina. The Haidah itself creates a drawer. Not the pshat that I know now that part of it's lying. Mitzad the part of it's lying, mitzad knowing about the rest of it, that's nothing. The drawer by the mixture that came through the time of 1,000, and you, the nitva, you, the baldover, was moided to me that part of my time is emes. That creates a drawer called moided mixas. That drawer, by the way, I don't have by every Reb Chiya Kamaisa. Why not? Because I got scared for Bakol. What happens if that? So what's the drawer of every Chiya Kamaisa? There was no Hidah. The drawer of Chiya Kamaisa is that I know I caught you lying. So the drawer of every Chiya Kamaisa is I caught you lying. The drawer of every Chiya Kamaisa is not that I caught you lying, because I've heard as you admitted. And the part that I admitted is already. The part that is off the table is not a gebuchal. Norvos. I was maida. So there's two different drawers, said Rav Nachum. By maida, the drawer is not because I caught you lying. The same way, by because when you're maida, that's not called I caught you lying. The part that I was maida, said Rav Nachum. That's not part of the drawer. The argument that we're having is about the other half. On the other half, you don't have any information. What are you caught me lying? I agree that that's what I owe you. So what are you coming at dying for more? What's your tithing? It's me, the other 500. The other 500, you have no information. No, the part is because I was maida to you. When the nitva himself is maida to the tithing, that creates a drawer because the guy was maida. 1 second. But every case of Kir Kamaisa, you don't have the guy who was made this. What is the draw over there? Because I caught you lying. Said I'm nothing, but what happens if I have Adam who caught you lying and you weren't lying? You were made them. So I never caught you lying over there. So over there, when you have Kir Kamaisa with Adam plus a Hidoya, then you don't have Kir Kamaisa. Because in the case where the guy was made, there's no Kir Kamaisa. And Mimela. 1 minute. Hold on to your seats. What's the problem, Mike? What's the problem? Michael, what's the problem?
Same month.
Correct. I'm saying over a lachem. I don't think I said the word pasha the entire day today. I said it's not pasha, everything I said till now. Why is it making faces? You're not open to hear something new? You're not flexible? You're not open-minded? Just look at Rebo, he's drinking it in. He loves hearing new things. He hates old things. He's trying to destroy the whole old world. One second, I'm dealing with Michael now. What are you mixing in? You know he doesn't need help, trust me, okay? I said it's poshut. Rav Nachum is saying a teretz on the steer in the Rambam. Yeah, is there something that I said till now that doesn't stem with that in the Rambam? The Rambam's meshuvah to anything I said till now. I'm saying a mori tikvi yisoy. Memela, this is the solution to the riddle. Watch what happens. In Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet, let's make a cheshbon. Nechzi anan. Let's see. Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet. I came to the guy with a shtar of 50. He said, you owe me $100. He was married to a star of 50, correct? You're not listening. I'm saying married to Gazach. Said I'm not married to Gazach. $100. I came to the guy with $100 for you. He was married to a star of 50, correct? What do you want to be Mechayim Mals? Let's see. So why do you want to be Mechayim Mals? Hoido? Why do you want to be Mechayim Hoido? You can't beat any other sport. Not called Hoido. You want to be Mechayim Mals Rechia Kamaisa? You don't have Rechia Kamaisa. When the guy's married, there's no Rechia Kamaisa. But in Perek of Beis Hazedos, I came to the guy and I said, you owe me $300. He was what? He was going for Bakol. Sibalti was going for Bakol. So Hoido I don't have over there. What do you want me to have me? Also Mechir Kamaisa? Mechir Kamaisa doesn't have a problem with Moshe Yachal Lichbo. Moshe was only when I'm Mechir Kamaisa also Hoido. So when I want to go Mechir Kamaisa also Hoido, there's a problem with Moshe Yachal Lichbo. When I want to go Mechir Kamaisa also Hoido, say them, which is Perek of Beis, over there was no Hoido, I don't have a problem with Moshe Yachal Lichbo. I, in every Perek Dal, Alcha Dalid, let me have the din of what of Hadal Zaydim. I can't have Hadal Zaydim when you're Moida. Why not? Why can't I have Hadal Zaydim when you're Moida? Because the drawer of Hadal Zaydim when you're Moida goes away. There's no drawer. I said to you, owe $1,000. I brought Adam 500. The guy was Moida to 500. So what do you want from my life? What did Adam do? What did Adam accomplish? They said, I'm a liar. The guy agreed it. The guy agreed to it. So the Adam can't create a shash on the other half. I said, every Moida makes to say the same thing. Say the same thing. The guy agreed. And the other half, we didn't agree. Terrence said, no, but there you are, Moida. When the Nitva himself is moida to the Taina Tevea, so then in the give and take between the Tevea and the thing, there's a starker to the Taina. And if there's a starker to the Taina because I was moida, nor falls, you have Hoido. On that we say, Eni Yochel Lichbo takes care of that, because Eni Yochel Lichbo says, you don't have Hoido. Hoido has halachas. Has to be Hado Amichayevis. And that's the famous shtickle that Rav Nachum said. It's Mamish Lichtig. If you open up the Rambam Perikot Beis of Hosea, just look inside. So the Rambam. Shimon Mishalim Mone Shiyad Baal Shtartach Yearly, says the Rambam. Sheshvu Azu Sheyish Baal Ashar Benikitas Chepetz Kedin Baidu Miktas. Sharei Olof Shnei Edim Kshayr Meidim Miktas Amomen. Shekofar Bekulay. Nachum said, what does this word Shekofar Bekulay mean? He should say simple. You have Edim on 50%. But later, hey, I does pivik, that would say the Kwesha Biyarna, which is a Mechia Kamaisa, right? Those are the code words, Mechia Kamaisa. What is he is on? Kidin, hey, maybe he's on Shekof, why is he on Shekof Bekulay? Why is Rav the Ed on Shekof Bekulay? Why is Rav the Ed on Shekof Bekulay? He should say, you have to wait him on Mixas. And that's a Mechia Kamaisa. Why is Rav telling history? Why is it important, by the way? What's it doing over here? Terrence is Nifloid. The reason why Yechayim also Mechia Kamaisa is because it was Kof Bekulay. The reality was Kof Bekulay. So then I have, you only have a Rechia Kamaisa when you're Kofa Bekulay. The male of Ibal, Techiv is also Rechia Kamaisa, I'll say Adam. Adam doesn't have ground rules of Avaidot, so I couldn't care less if you're, Now, the word is that 80% of this massive shtickle Torah, the Ktos already said. The Ktos already says the Pesach of cotton hay, yeah? The Ktos already said that the problem of any Yochel Echbor, that's not called the Hedor. The Ktos already said that's why it's totally in Halach. The Ktos already said and that's why in Perakov Beis there's no problem because over there it's Hadar Seidim. By Hadar Seidim there's no ground rules for Hedor. And the Ktos already came along and asked and said, so then let's backtrack every Perak Dalav Lach Hadar, they're also this Eidim. Forget about the Hedor. Bimachayav al Seidim. There the Ktos stopped and left it Shver. Came along Reb Lachem and said that if you have step one and you have step two and you have step three and you have step four, I'm going to tell you a teretz. I'm going to tell you that the Rambam says before, the parakal base eight is that when you're kafer, then you have hadal zayin. And when you're moedah, you don't. And as far as, like I said, if the guy's moedah, what's the problem? So what if you have Adam on it? That, what does that reflect on? That reflects on the other times. But the guy agreed. What do you want? What are you coming with Adam? You tell me that you're a liar. How do you agree to what the Adam said? Shrek come up a kula, then you have hadal zayin. Back in parak dalet, the guy was moedah. If the guy's moedah, so you don't have hadal zayin of Rav Chiya. So you have moedah of mixas, though. Maisa was moedah. Maisa the nitfa was moedah. So the Rambam is Moshe and Yochalit for him. Hador has a Shulchan Aruch.
Even also
putting
the same
juror
that his time is
on
Tavis.
No, it's not. But it's not true. I'm afraid they don't. Because they don't create the juror over there. The juror that you're a liar, you don't have. Because the term between us is only about $500. And the $500, you don't have a measure. The minute I'm waiting, that $500, the term is about $500. Point is over. Say something very simple. You know what I said? But he himself said the time. It's not the time. It's not part of the Torah. There's no dintara going on at $500. When I'm waiting, there's no dintara at $500. So the agent don't play a role. They're not my little, I'm worried. And the amount of money that we're arguing about, the agent don't play a role, said Rav Nochum. They have nothing to contribute to the topic. I, by every hoidah, the hoidah itself is what creates the drawer. That's the fact that the guy himself agreed. That shows episode Dvorim Begoy in the interchange and the pimius of the argument between the Tavan and the Nitzvah. I can't hear you. No, we have no Moshe Yechel Lichbor. You have another problem. It's not called the Hoidah, and you have to have Hoidah Mechayevis. That's all the parts of this incredible shtick. I can't hear you.
Why can't
Edom
also give the same Yeshvaram Begoy?
Because they're not the Nitzvah. The Yeshvaram Begoy is only, like we spoke about on Tosfos Amud Aleph, is in the interchange between Tevea and the Nitzvah. When the Tevea says that Yechayev and the guy himself is Moedah, that creates a Yeshvaram Begoy, yeah? That is outside people. If I'm a Kohen Bakol, then it has to work also a different drawer. The drawer is that you're lying. It doesn't create the weakness in the Etzem Taina. When the Nitva himself is moided to your Taina, in the give and take, the Nitva himself is moided to you. So then the word is that creates a weakness. That I don't have anything. I was going to call Elamai. It's not my quote, you're lying, okay? That doesn't work in the case of when the guy's moided, said, I'm welcome. That's
it.
I can't hear. What's the difference? Who cares? It's outside. What's the difference? Where it is? That's the famous shtickle of Elamachim. Now, all this doesn't answer the third Ramam that I sent you in Ishus. And that is Horeb Chaim about. Because there also is one with Jenny Yachal Lichbor. And there's a double steer there. One is that's Momosheni Yachal Lichbor, and the second is the rabbi doesn't ask you over there. The other rabbi only asks Al Shivat Karkos if you troubled yourself to look it up, or you will trouble yourself to look it up, either in this Gilgul or the next. Mr. Shem will see you all tonight, but the Sibu can have a night at 7:15 sharp, so we can start on time, okay?